Chairman and members of the committee. It's a pleasure to be here with you today and present AB 583, legislation that goes to the core mission of this committee and this legislative body to protect and enhance our democratic system, democracy with a small d. Since I first introduced this bill in 2005, we have taken literally scores of amendments to improve the bill, tighten the definitions, work out realistic sums of money, and have accepted numerous policy suggestions from members, staff, and stakeholders. So what we have today is a bill that has been thoroughly considered through the legislative process over the last 2 years. Assembly Bill 583 would enact a pilot program in what has come to be known around the country as the clean money system for public financing of elections. Simply put, this is a voluntary system in which candidates who raise a substantial number of $5 contributions, in the case of the Secretary of State, it would be 7,500 $5 contributions from individual people living in the district to be represented, i.e. the state of California, if it was a statewide office, or an assembly were it to be used in an assembly or Senate seat in that particular district, and who agree not to take a dime from any other source, whether from their own wallets, if they happen to be well off, or from any other individual or interest group. They will receive full public financing of their campaigns. The system that this bill is based on has been in place in the states of Maine and Arizona for the last 6 years. Evaluations have shown that voter participation has gone up in those states, that small contributions have increased, and in Arizona, 9 out of 11 statewide office holders were elected using this public financing system, and 84% of the legislature in Maine. The system is used equally by Republicans and Democrats. Surveys show that 96% of the legislators in Maine who use this system like it, and that 85% of Arizonans who know about the clean election systems that it was important to them for their state. So as elected officials, we all know the pressures of fundraising, the emphasis on raising increasingly large sums of money and spend increasingly large amounts of time doing it. And we know from reading newspaper editorials and from talking to people in our district that this is a very real concern, not only for elected officials and candidates, but for voters. And one of the most troubling things for me has been the polls that indicate that as the amount of money we spend on elections goes up, voter participation goes down. The more we spend, the less they vote. And polls indicate that the public respect for their legislature and their confidence in our ability to solve the problems facing the state also goes down. So this system is entirely voluntary, and legislators who wish or candidates to continue under the present system can. The amendments to the bill narrow the bill to being only a pilot project for the Office of Secretary of State. And, of course, it applies to the office that most needs to be free of special influence, as we've seen in numbers of past elections over the years. I'm honored to have the support of the current Secretary of State and former chair of this committee, Deborah Bowen, and very much appreciate the work of the committee in reviewing the bill and doing the analysis. With me today is Trent Lang from Clean Money California.
Great.
And others in support.
Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Just here on behalf of thousands of activists and volunteers who care about this across the state of California. They want their election system to be fixed and have a level playing field Assemblymember Hancock described the benefits as well as I could, so I'm here to answer your questions. But I will note that a lot of them are some of them are here today from across the state.
Mr. Chair, Member Stephanie Roberson on behalf of the California Nurses Association, also in support of this bill. We've been in support with Assemblymember Hancock through legislation and through other means. We just applaud her for her efforts and would like to see this move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Anyone else in support?
Mr. Chairman and members, I'm Trudy Schaefer, representing the League of Women Voters of California. As you've heard in all of your sessions about campaign financing, you know what kind of crisis it is in California, as candidates need to raise ever larger amounts of money, and well-heeled donors contribute large amounts of money to officials and lobby persistently, of course. Californians do recognize that there is the influence of huge sums of money on our election system, and they tend to believe that it threatens the democratic process. In a poll taken last year by the Public Policy Institute of California, nearly two-thirds of those polled believed that state government is pretty much run by a few big interests rather than for the benefit of all the people. Only 32% of the respondents trusted their government officials to do what is right. We strongly believe that we need to take steps to address that problem in perception of the voters and to make our system recognized as a fair and open to all. Voters have overwhelmingly supported publicly funded clean money candidates in Arizona and Maine. In those states, more women and minorities are able to successfully run for office, and officials can feel freer to focus on policy initiatives that the voters want. We urge your committee to pass AB 583 to allow California to test publicly financed campaigns in the Secretary of State's race.
Thank you very much. The rest of the witnesses here, if we could just have your name, your representation, and whether you support or oppose. Thank you.
Hi, Christina Lucky on behalf of California Common Cause, and we support.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Senators Francisco Estrada with the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund in support of the bill.
Craig Dunkerley. I'm a real estate broker from Cupertino, California, also a member of the Santa Clara County Democratic Central Committee, which I know has endorsed the bill. I strongly support the bill.
I'm Joe Sedita, founder and coach and chairman of the California Clean Money Campaign. We've been working on the issue a long time ago and so appreciate this new bill, AB 583 at this time, and appreciate and urge you to vote for it, for true democracy and responsible Secretary of State. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Herb Engstrom of San Jose. I'm treasurer of the California Democratic Council, which is strongly in support of this bill.
I'm Nancy Mueller from Mountain View, retired environmental health specialist, and I strongly support the bill.
Thank you.
Lawrence Aronson, MD, Los Altos, California, and I strongly ask you to support this bill.
I'm Nancy Neff, and on behalf of the Unitarian Universalist Legislative Ministry of California, we strongly support this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Bill Walzer. I'm a landlord in Berkeley. I strongly support the bill to let you be public servants and not serve special interests.
Thank you.
I'm Rick Bettis from Sacramento, representing Sierra Club, California, strongly in support. Thank you.
Joni Eisen from San Francisco, representing Potrero Hill Democratic Club, which has strongly endorsed the bill. Thanks.
Thank I'm Sean Clancy, local Sacramento, just supporting the bill.
All right.
Lauren Wexler from San Francisco Young Democrats in strong support.
Thank you.
TJ Furpo from San Francisco for Democracy in support.
Thank you.
Tom Humphreys from San Francisco, just representing myself, ask for your I vote. Thank you.
I'm Joe Ely. I live in Pleasanton. I'm with California Clean Money Campaign, and I strongly support this bill.
My name is Suzanne Llewellyn from Walnut Creek, and on behalf of all my friends, my family, and my colleagues who all support this bill, I urge you to vote yes on it. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Judy Cox. I'm from the city of Oakland, and I'm a longtime clean money advocate, as well as the person, one of seven people who put instant runoff voting election reform on the ballot successfully in Oakland in 2006 with 69% of the vote. And I'm here to tell you that as I have worked on election reform of various kinds, particularly clean money, I have heard from the public so much frustration with the amount of money that is necessary to run in our state. I would like to give people a hopeful alternative, and I think clean money is that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tiffany Mock with the American Civil Liberties Union. We support.
Thank you. In relation to Fiona Mock?
It's Tiffany Mock.
Oh, Mock. I thought you said
But don't
Mock.
Worry, when I hear it on the screen in my office, I go, I presented a bill. Thank you.
My name is Ralph Wheeler. I'm the co-chair of the Dean Democratic Club of Silicon Valley. We have unanimously endorsed AB 583, and we strongly support this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Patricia Gray from San Mateo County, representing the IDEA PAC, speaking in support. We request your yes vote.
Hi, I'm Carol Cross from Redwood City, strongly supporting this bill. As a retired kindergarten teacher, I have to say that it's about playing fair.
Dick Lagerstrom from Mountain View, strongly support this bill. Thank you for your time.
Barbara Lagerstrom, Mountain View, and absolutely, we need to get this moving. Thank you.
My name is Darcy Crosman. I'm a member of California Clean Money Campaign. I really support this bill. I'm from Richmond, California, also a member of United Association 342 Steam Fitters Union.
Hi, I'm Jeff Diamond. I teach political science at University of San Francisco and at Skyline College, and I'm in support of this small step towards public financing.
Hi, my name is Brenda White. I'm a resident of Sacramento, and I strongly support this bill. Thank you.
My name is Robin Gilbert. I'm the president of the San Fernando Valley chapter of Alliance for Democracy. We've been actively pursuing full public financing of campaigns for the state of California since 1998, and I urge you to vote to support AB 583. Thank you.
I'm Lee Frank from Sherman Oaks, California, and I am a member of Valley Dems United who support this bill, endorse this bill, and I urge you to support the bill. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sarah Nichols, board member of the Consumer Federation of California in support of this bill.
Good morning. My name is Moira Brennan. I'm with the California Clean Money Campaign and Marin Clean Elections. I urge you to support this bill. It's an important small step forward.
Good morning. Greg Brockbank, Santa Fe City Council member. I'm chair of the Marin Democratic Central Committee, and on its behalf, as well as various other Marin County groups, we all strongly support this. Thank you very much.
My name is Alan Beek, a Republican from conservative Orange County. We need this bill to restore faith in our government.
Good morning. My name is Craig Peterson. I'm a council member from the Green Party of Contra Costa. We urge you to support this bill.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Rhonda, go ahead, and then we'll ask Senator Meaden to make her.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Very quickly, Rhonda Pascal on behalf of Secretary of State Deborah Bowen, who's pleased to support this measure for the reasons that have already been articulated. If this measure is implemented, it will mean that candidates for the Secretary of State can spend less time fundraising, more time reaching out to voters and discussing issues that matter to them. Respectfully urge the committee's support.
Thank you, Rhonda. Senator?
Great bill, deja vu bill, on and on. But it doesn't have an appropriation, and I know our analysis brings it up, and because, the creation of a policy takes the majority vote. The implementation is the two-thirds. Is there a hesitancy to kind of go if we all know that for this to be successful, it would have to be implemented? And therefore, we would have to address a two-thirds vote threshold, as I believe. And what are, Ms. Hancock, your thoughts therein? This may be something attainable, and then I fear, but we will not be able to be effective in advancing.
Thank you, Senator Migdon. To implement the bill as it's currently written would cost about $2.5 million a year. This is in our budget of something over $100 billion. It's about 7 cents a day per adult Californian. The reason that, and the bill, as you know, would not take place until 2014 because it would have to be placed on the ballot in 2010. That would be a good time, though, because there would be no incumbent. The Secretary of State's office would be an open seat, and we could truly test the system through this pilot. And what we have found is that as soon as a funding source for the $2.5 million, it could be Arizona uses a surcharge on criminal fines and penalties. The state of Maine takes it from the general fund. And we would have to consider what to do. It does say, you know, upon appropriation of the legislature. But that as soon as a funding source is actually named, that becomes the topic of conversation as opposed to the policy. So my hope is that maybe even when we get to appropriations next month, we could have for their consideration a funding source. There have been publications indicating, there's one from the Public Policy Institute, 35 different ways of funding a much more ambitious program than this pilot program. But I think that we will have a funding source as we move forward, and I recognize the importance of that.
Yeah, well, but that, and that we'll plan therein, because that is going to require the 2/3.
Right.
And if it's private money, of course, it's an easier go.
Yeah. That's right. So it can't be.
You know, right. But I would, you know, hope we do all that we can, you know, to have to fight a fight that's effective at the end.
And I agree.
You got a policy, okay, and you get thwarted. And I want to just say, lastly, you know, I've served in this House when it was clean money. Clean water was then insisted upon, and I think during the year, Governor Wilson, we might have, cut some game wardens so we couldn't really implement them. And, it's just tough to really get it going forward. So I would just respectfully request that we really try to identify. You might find it encumbers it, but it might also just liberate it, make it easier to fight for. Because it is not a public money direct thing in a deficit recession time.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Senator Oropeza.
Well, I'm so glad that you have continued this fight, and it seems so many familiar faces who have been here to testify in the past. I can understand your logic behind, having the discussions at this point on the policy. I just wanted to say for the record that I'm totally okay with, public funding of campaigns. And I think we're going to have to, as Ms. Migdon said, grapple with that question really sort of straight up. And people will have to be held accountable for how they vote on that measure and how they feel about it, knowing that the public out there, I think, very much feels what was reflected here today in the testimony. So I just want to say thank you. I'd love, whenever it is appropriate, to be a co-author. If I'm not already, I think I am.
You are.
Oh, good. All right, then that's taken care of. Thank you very much. Happy to be an iVote. And move the measure.
Yes. Okay, great. Thank you. Any opposition? Hold on. We have another comment from Senator Benn.
Well, the public has spoken on this. In last November, 26% of the voters said yes, and 74% of the voters rejected it. I do not know of an initiative that has been defeated more soundly than this. Assemblywoman, can you run a campaign for a state office for $1.5 million?
Actually, that's a little bit more than Secretary of State Deborah Bowen did spend.
So if
that's it's based on real numbers.
Yeah. So you think that you can?
Well, she did. She was elected.
If you had an open seat and you had two or three, well, this would be everybody, right? So this would be the Green Party nominee and everybody. The Republican and the Democrat and the every political party that qualified somebody would get $1.5 million to spend, right?
No, that's actually not correct. Maybe Mr. Lang could explain how it works.
The bill has provisions that candidates have to performance qualify by having been a member of a party that got 10% of the vote in the previous election. It does have provisions for exceptional candidates from independent or minor parties to get full funding. If they get double the number of qualifying contributions, that'd be $15,505 contributions, which is about four or five times as much as any candidates actually ever got for Secretary of State. So almost certainly you're going to have a case where you just have a Democrat and a Republican unless it's an exceptional candidate.
Okay. So I didn't know that. I don't know if it's ever been tested that someone's tried to gun out and get $5 contributions. Maybe they haven't gotten $15,500 contributions or $1,000 contributions, but when you're asking somebody for $5, I think an internet mail or an email probably will gin that up in a state of 35 million people. If you're, I think you're going to find about four or five people on the ballot. I think 1.5 million is about a day and a half of advertising in the state of California.
Yeah, we allow candidates to raise money to go out and get the number of signatures, which is 7,500 here. Interestingly, they raise it in small amounts of $100. And I'm sure the internet and also, frankly, membership organizations ranging from the NRA to labor unions can also come into play. It definitely helps grassroots organizations in many ways. But I would like to point out that, do you know that actually this is going to be quite a hurdle because no candidate for public office in the state of California has ever gotten more than 9,000 contributions.
Of how much money? Oh. We're talking $5 here.
No. But, yeah, some of a lot of money.
But so, you've never gone after $5 contributions before. The ability of getting that is going to be a lot easier than going after $1,000, $500. I mean,
that's right. Why we're doing a pilot project for the Secretary of State.
I find it kind of ironic that you'll understand that the end result of this is going to be massive independent expenditures by anybody that wants to have a candidate win, don't you?
Actually, we think that this is one of the most effective ways of countering independent expenditures. I'm sorry I didn't go through the whole bill, Senator Batten.
If someone spends, you got the four times, right?
That's right.
That's if someone does an IE on behalf of somebody else?
That's correct. If an independent really? Expenditure is taken out either for a candidate or against a candidate.
How much?
For anything over $2,500, I believe is what it is.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got this straight.
Yeah.
So if I am running for Secretary of State.
Against me.
Against you. And I want to get four times, so I want to get $6 million, right? All I have to do is have somebody do an IE for you? $2,500?
No, sorry.
Okay, so somebody who I'm not coordinated with decides to do it. So I get, is that right?
In that case, the IE would have to go in your favor for her to get matching funds. It's so that she can respond if you are being supported.
My point is, if someone did an IE for her for $2,500, I get
$6 million. No, you would get a matching fund on a dollar-for-dollar basis. You'd get a $2,500 matching fund.
Oh, okay.
It's up to $6 million. So if somebody spends $6 million in favor of her, then you would get the matching funds.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go back to what the voter said.
Which therefore creates a disincentive for independent expenditures, which is probably one of the most effective things we can do if we're concerned about the proliferation.
So if we're running and the California Democrat Party sends out a voter communication mailing to its members, then what? And you're part of that.
Yeah, member-to-member communication is exempt in the bill.
Oh, so you could do 20 million, i.e., if you're talking to Democrats then, right?
If you're talking to Democrats, if you're talking to Republicans.
Doesn't matter then.
If you're talking to members of your union. Yeah. Right. But it does mean you cannot use radio or TV to do that, and it really is essentially mail or telephone communication.
Okay.
Okay, we had a witness in opposition.
Thank you. I'm Richard Wenger. I live in San Francisco. I'm representing the Coalition for Free and Open Elections. We have a stand against any public funding bill that doesn't treat all candidates equally. The proponents of this bill love to talk about Arizona and Maine, but in Arizona and Maine, every candidate is treated the same. That's not true of this bill. The United States signed an international treaty, the Helsinki Accords. Specifically, we promised to respect the right of citizens to seek political or public office individually or as representatives of political parties without discrimination, and we promised to provide the necessary legal guarantees to enable them to compete with each other on a basis of equal treatment before the law and by the authorities. Connecticut passed a bill that, just like this one, makes it harder for people who aren't Republicans and Democrats to qualify. And we have a reported U.S. District Court decision, Green Party of Connecticut versus Garfield, that strongly suggests that's unconstitutional. And by the way, it was brought by the ACLU.
Thank you very much for your comments. Okay, I guess we have our questions answered. I do want to make a couple of comments. First of all, there is a technical amendment that
yes.
we need you to take, and it has
8th.
To do with the June 8th versus June 1st, 2010. So I'm sure
Thank
you're willing
you.
To
yes,
accept
I'm
that.
I'm happy to take that.
I do want to reiterate what has been stated here the last 10 minutes or so, that you know, I strongly urge you to identify a funding source as this bill moves forward to appropriations. I will be supporting the bill today, but I have to stress, under the circumstances, because of our budget situation, if this bill moves to the floor without some kind of funding source identified, it will be difficult, I think, not only for me, but for some other Democratic members to support this, you know, making this a priority over some of the other programs that are so near and dear to us in terms of funding. And thirdly, in regards to the IE debate and the matching of funds of public financing, my concern is that if we identify a funding source and there isn't enough money to fund the match for the IE, then the tendency, or most likely the money, would come from general fund obligation. So I just wanted to make all those points clear, and I will support the bill today. So with that, let's call the roll.
Batson?
No.
No. Calderon? Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Calderon?
Aye.
Calderon, aye.
That bill is out.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Very much.
Mr. Fuhr, thank you for your patience, sir.